This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
We talk a lot about education, more like indoctrination. When you're coming, when you're talking about the indoctrination camps that are known as schools, public schools, and private schools alike, in some regards. We've done a bit on the Common Core, and our buddy Clint Richardson on the show before us has discussed that and exposed quite a few revealing things when it comes to the Common Core standard. And there's a great podcast that I listen to often called the School Sucks Podcast. Ever hear of it? Well, they did a piece called The New Individualism that I think you all ought to hear. How forced government schooling shapes society. Listen to this.
But going to college is not the same as getting an education, though the two are often confused.
As I traveled, I discovered a universal hunger, often unvoiced, to be free of managed debate, a desire to be given untainted information. Nobody seems to have maps of where this thing had come from or why it acted as it did, but the ability to smell a rat was alive and well all over America. Exactly what John Dewey heralded at the onset of the 20th century has indeed happened. Our once highly individualized nation has evolved into a centrally managed village, an agora made up of huge special interests which regard individual voices as irrelevant. Masquerade is managed by having collective agencies speak through particular human beings. Dewey said this would mark a great advance in human affairs, but the net effect is to reduce men and women to the status of functions in whatever subsystem they are placed. Public opinion is turned on and off in laboratory fashion. All this in the name of social efficiency, one of the two main goals of forced schooling. Dewey called this transformation the new individualism. When I stepped into the job of school teacher in 1961, the new individualism was sitting in the driver's seat all over urban America. A far cry from my own school days when a Lone Ranger, not Sesame Street, was our nation's teacher, and school things weren't nearly so oppressive. But gradually they became something else in the euphoric times following World War II. Easy money and easy travel provided welcome relief from wartime austerity. The advent of television, the new nonstop theater, offered easy laughs, effortless entertainment. Thus preoccupied, Americans failed to notice the deliberate conversion of formal education that was taking place, a transformation that would turn school into an instrument of the Leviathan state. Who made that happen and why is part of the story I have to tell. School is a religion. Without understanding the holy mission aspect, you're certain to misperceive what takes place as a result of human stupidity or venality or even class warfare. All are present in the equation. It's just that none of these matter very much. Even without them, school would move in the same direction. Dewey's pedagogic creed statement of 1897 gives you a clue to the zeitgeist. Every teacher should realize he is a social servant set apart for the maintenance of the proper social order and the securing of the right social growth. In this way, the teacher is always the prophet of the true God and the usherer in of the true kingdom of heaven. What is proper social order? What does right social growth look like? If you don't know, you're like me, not like John Dewey, who did, or the Rockefellers, his patrons, who did too. Somehow, out of the industrial confusion which followed the Civil War, powerful men and dreamers became certain of what kind of social order America needed, one very like the British system we had escaped 100 years earlier. This realization didn't arise as the product of public debate, as it should have in a democracy, but as a distillation of private discussion. Their ideas contradicted the original American charter, but that didn't disturb them. They had a stupendous goal in mind, the rationalization of everything, the end of unpredictable history, its transformation into a dependable order. From the mid-century onward, certain utopian schemes to retard maturity in the interests of a greater good were put into play. The first goal, to be reached in stages, was an orderly, scientifically managed society, one in which the best people would make the decisions, unhampered by democratic tradition. After that, human breeding, the evolutionary destiny of the species, would be in reach. Universal institutionalized formal schooling was the prescription, extending the dependency of the young well into what had traditionally been early adult life. Individuals would be prevented from taking up important work until a relatively advanced age. Maturity was to be retarded. During the post-Civil War period, childhood was extended about 4 years. Later, a special label was created to describe very old children. It was called adolescence, a phenomenon hitherto unknown to the human race. The infantilization of young people didn't stop at the beginning of the 20th century. Child labor laws were extended to cover more and more kinds of work. The age of school leaving set higher and higher. The greatest victory for this utopian project was making school the only avenue to certain occupations. The intention was ultimately to draw all work into the school net. By the 1950s, it wasn't unusual to find graduate students, well into their 30s, running errands, waiting to start their lives.
And we'll never be royals. It's a running our blood.
What a great piece.
What kind of luck's just ain't for us.
Did you like that? Different kind of bug. If you have any comments on it, I'd love to hear from you. Get your take on the indoctrination camps known as schools.
Let me live that fantasy.
800-313-9443. It's the troll-free number to join us here on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443.
Life is great without a care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals. It's a running...
All right, let's get to some news here. Let's see. Do you want to hear why Pope Francis will not meet with Bibi Netanyahu? A diplomatic embarrassment is what many are calling it. Pope Francis refuses to meet with Bibi Netanyahu. Here's a story from Haaretz. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met the Pope during his recent visit to Rome, where he received a pen as a gift with the wish that he will use it to sign a peace agreement with Israel one day. According to Haaretz, the Vatican became aware of Netanyahu's visit to Rome and his supposed meeting with Pope Francis through the media. Quote, the Prime Minister's office worked hard to hold a meeting and to avoid any embarrassment, but to no avail, claimed the newspaper. Vatican officials informed Israel's ambassador to Italy, Naor Gilon, on Sunday that the Prime Minister will not meet the Pope. Netanyahu's advisors are said to be outraged. How dare you not meet with our Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu? Who do you think you are? Well, he's the Pope. What do you think? You're the Pope? Actually, in this case, it is the Pope. Gillen said that the Vatican protocol for meetings is very complex. To arrange such a meeting with a week is regarded as an insult. So it has never happened, he explained. Who are you to say no to meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu? Next time, plan ahead, Bibi. You putz. Anyways, I won't name call. I couldn't resist, though. 800-313-9443. We have open phone lines for the rest of the show today. 800-313-9443. I want to tell you about a U.S. court that rules against highly intrusive GPS tracking by police. This might be a step in the right direction, at least for this court in California. And I'll tell you about that story and so much more, as well as taking your phone calls on the other side of this quick break.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Appeals court rules law enforcement cannot put GPS tracking device on your car without probable cause. This is a step in the right direction, as I said. The case, U.S. versus Katzen,
which was brought by the LLC. The LLC, geez, it's getting late. The ACLU, it's been a long day here, is being hailed as a victory in the fight against government surveillance. Last year, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled in U.S. versus Jones, I don't think that's Alex Jones, anyways, that attaching a GPS device to a citizen's vehicle constitutes a, quote, search under the Fourth Amendment. However, due to unclear wording in the case's ruling, police departments around the country have until now evaded having to attain warrants to do so. Quote, GPS devices have become a favored tool of law enforcement, and their highly intrusive nature cries out for clear judicial regulation. That's what the ACLU says. They go on to say, today's decision is a victory for all Americans because it ensures that the police cannot use powerful tracking technology without court supervision and a good reason to believe it will turn up evidence of wrongdoing. I think this is good. This is good. Now, that being said, the spy technology that exists, not just from the NSA, because if the NSA is doing it, well, geez, you have to imagine all the other alphabet soup agencies are doing it as well. But I'd have to imagine that this is not the only way they have to track us. I don't think GPS devices are the end all as far as tracking is concerned. I've often said this, and I'll say it again. The military-industrial complex, their technology far surpasses the technology that we know about. I'd say it's probably anywhere from 7 years ahead of every year of technology that we're aware of. So have no fear, folks. They're spying on you else in other ways. I don't know that the average police department is, but somebody is. Or somebody can. Let's put it that way. Somebody can. Let's see, Mr. Producer, should we save a grope report until the next segment? We'll tease it a little bit. Tease a grope report. Jeez, no pun intended. All right, we'll do so. I got a TSA story for you, and we'll cover it in our segment we like to call the grope report. Did I do one last night or the night before? We've got a lot of TSA stories these days. Back in the news. At least 17 police killed in a new wave of blast in Iraq. Are still dying there after what has been done to that country. Oh, geez. When will it end? You don't hear much about Iraq in the news these days. Not that you really heard about the deaths that were taking place for the last 10 years. For the most part, you didn't hear about them. Yeah, they seem to omit that people are still dying over there. Anyway, I say, oh, well, Bob, the U.S. soldiers, Barry Sotero has saved them all, and they're not dying. Well, maybe, maybe not. But does that excuse the lives of the people of Iraq? Of course not. But for most, it's out of sight, out of mind. Not in my backyard, I don't care. We've dehumanized these people. We've marginalized them. And they're just, in a sense, a figment of our imagination, a headline in a newspaper, a label on a map. These are people. People are people. I know that's a crazy concept. There are brothers, there are sisters, there are mothers, there are fathers, aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, so on and so forth. So I hate to see headlines like that still making the rounds, but there you go. Thank you all great and knowing freedom fighters for coming in and
and bringing us freedom fries. Thank you so much. We love all that you do. I really appreciate that. We got a story about the IRS here. IRS paid out $132 billion in bogus tax credits over the last decade. Any chance we can get that money back?
No.
Unfortunately not. The IRS is the same agency, as you know, that's going to be handling Barry Sotero Care. Does anybody really think that it's going to work? If you do, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get a different opinion on that. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Do you think that it stands a chance? I don't. And I've expressed why, and I don't have time to give you my expose on it again, but no, not going to work. Hey, listen, there's been a new Gallup poll today that shows that most Americans overwhelmingly support cannabis legalization. Just today, a national Gallup poll showed the American people now overwhelmingly support cannabis legalization. Overwhelmingly. This is the first time ever that a Gallup poll showed a majority of the nation wanting legalization. Gallup points at that they point out that even though it has taken over 40 years to reach this threshold, the pace of cannabis acceptance has rapidly accelerated in the last few years. I don't know that this should be our biggest issue. Obviously, there are bigger fish to fry, bigger issues to deal with. But I do think cannabis legalization is important. I think that, more importantly, forget cannabis legalization. The war on drugs is detrimental to our society. The war on drugs is a plague that needs to be gotten rid of. It helps to perpetuate this police state. It creates more sick people addicted to nasty substances. And it doesn't adequately help these people. It puts somebody in jail. Not only do the rates of recidivism shock most people, but on top of that, they're not receiving actual help for their problems that they face. So I think there's far too much onus on cannabis being legalized. Yes, cannabis, unlike other drugs, has overwhelmingly large amounts of medical properties that I think need to be given to the people. But a step above that, the war on drugs is a real problem. And when we're talking legality, we need to take out the entire thought process known as the war, keyword war, on drugs.
The Bob Justin Show. John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
All right, it's time for another growth report on the Bob Tuscan Show. And this time, the TSA is back in the news because of something, well, I think this ought to shock you. Well, maybe not. You've come to expect this from that pesky agency known as the TSA. TSA adds full background check prior to travel. Apparently, the TSA's response to humiliating grope downs and civil liberty violations of every stripe is to streamline their process at the airport by conducting a full background check prior to travel. This is the Orwellian thought process in full view. Violate your constitutional rights to free up for movement to a place of your choosing. Now, we reported yesterday, I think it was yesterday, in another group report segment we did, that the TSA has admitted that terrorists aren't targeting aviation. They admitted it. But yet, they want to continue to grope you and put you through the radiation scanners. Citing a desire to give 25% of travelers a lighter screening. Just a soft and smooth grope down.
The TSA will be accessing public databases, as well as government intelligence database, prior to you entering an airport. This will include... Okay, I'll stop doing that voice, jeez. That's my creepy TSA voice. What do you think? This will include prior travel history, car registration, and even employment information, according to a report by the New York Times. Gaps in oversight are already being raised. Quote, it is unclear precisely what information the agency is relying upon to make these risk assessments, given the extreme range of records it can access, including tax identification numbers, past travel itineraries, property records, physical characteristics, and law enforcement or intelligence information. So, here are your choices, slaves. You got three choices, basically. You go through the naked body scanners like the cattle you are, like the goyim you are. That's option number one. Option number two, you submit yourself to a full invasive check. Civil liberties, forget that. The Department of Homeland Security and the TSA want to know everything about you. It's the small price you pay to be able to travel freely. That's option number two. And option number three is that of the namesake of this segment. Receive a nice grope down. How do you like that for America, folks?
I want to grope you. So I apply to be a TSA. May I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the drug.
Got a lot of love a good grope report, huh, Mr. Producer? You like that one? All right. 800-313-9443. We have some open phone lines. If you would like to join us before the show closes today, feel free to call me. I don't bite. TSA bites. That's for sure. I don't bite. I'm a nice guy. At least some have told me. Something you should know about your food. Ever hear of a pesticide called Budnip? Listen to this. Budnip. Truth Stream Media reports.
Aaron Dykes here for True Stream Media, and inside this brown paper bag, I've got a little surprise that I want to use to make an example. It's a sweet potato that I forgot about for a little while, and now has some pretty healthy long shoots coming off of it. As you know, potatoes and sweet potatoes grow eyes, grow open to these shoots, and I could take these and not eat them, of course, but use them to grow new sweet potatoes. But I'm not really going to do that right now. I wanted to use it to point out how I know this is an organic sweet potato. Not only because that's what I buy, because that's what I want to eat, but because I've recently read about how conventional potatoes can't grow these eyes, these sprouts. Never trust a potato that can't grow the sprouts that allow them to reproduce these natural shoots that you probably don't want to eat, but that are kind of neat to look at. And here's why. And so right here on PreventDisease.com is an interesting article, 8 foods that even the experts won't eat. And they talk about GMO issues, pesticide issues, and other stuff with farmers and experts in the field of what's really going on with food in the modern day. Corned beef, canned tomatoes, microwave popcorn, non-organic potatoes. And here you have the farm director, Jeffrey Moyer, from the National Organic Standards Board, saying he won't eat any potatoes that are not organic. Why? Because root vegetables absorb herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides that wind up in the soil. Potatoes in particular are treated with fungicides during the growing season, then sprayed with herbicides to kill off fibrous vines before harvesting. Then, after they're dug up, potatoes are treated yet again to prevent them from sprouting. This is chlorpropane, better known by its trade name Budnip, used on a variety of fruits and vegetables, including blueberries, carrots, cranberries, clover, garlic, alfalfa, onions, spinach, sugar beets, really all kinds of stuff. Three rounds of pesticides on conventional potatoes. And you've got Moyer saying, try this experiment. Buy a conventional potato in a store and try to get it to sprout. It won't, said Moyer. And here's a little girl who's done a school project on it. You can see the one that's grown an abundance of shoots is an organic sweet potato. And the one with no shoots at all is totally afraid of budding up a conventional potato. There you have the image of the organic sweet potato with gigantic sprouts after a couple weeks in the bag after I forgot about it. But if you have a conventional potato, forget about it. It's been covered in pesticides during three different cycles. And if you eat that, those pesticides will go into your body too. That's a dead food. You should look to living foods. Even though the sprouts on a sweet potato are kind of strange, that's a sign that the food is still alive and has not been killed at various levels before it winds up in your body. Signing off for TruthStreamMedia.com.
All right, thanks for that report. TruthStream Media is the people to get credit for that. Yeah, I had known about that, and I think that piece is another great reminder to watch what you eat. You notice how often we talk about that on the Bob Tuscan Show? There's a reason for that. You can't choose. Well, I guess you can choose to get a grope down or not. So I take that back. I was about to say, you can't choose to get a grope down, but you can. You don't have to travel that way. It's hard to avoid the spying, although it's not impossible. It's definitely unavoidable to breathe in the air, which many are concerned about, as they should be. Especially in China with Armageddon taking place. I keep hearing reports of that city in China. Jeez, what a mess. But the bottom line here is you can choose what food you put in your body. It's one of our last choices that we really need to hold on to and exercise. It's important. You are what you eat. You eat poison. Well, you're poison. Well, I don't know about that. Well, you won't be able to think straight. That's for sure. You'll have other problems. You'll be dependent on Barry Sotero care. How about that? All right. I think that's pretty intuitive. I think that's pretty straightforward. And I hope you all keep that in mind and take that to heart. Literally. Final segment of the Bob Tuscan Show tonight coming up. Tomorrow we'll have Dr. Andrew Wakefield on to talk about vaccines. Looking forward to that. We also have Dr. Maurer on to talk about thyroid conditions. It's an epidemic and continues to go through the roof. And we need a good endocrinologist to discuss that issue, topic that we ought to get to, that we haven't in quite some time. I think the last time I did a show on the thyroid was 4 years ago now, maybe longer. So anyways, I'd love to hear from some of you for our final segment tonight. Last call, if you'd like to join us on anything you like, here's your chance. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com.
or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Last call. We'll try to squeeze in some phone calls here for the last segment tonight. Listen to this story. This is courtesy of Mox News.
Park in the town of Graham, the Little Wheels Quarter Midgets Association holds its races, and you have to see them to believe them. It's this week's episode of Eric's Little Heroes.
The wheels are spinning, the hearts are willing.
Just go out there and try your best.
The rides are ready. John just turned 5 years old and he lives on the edge.
Spinning out poles the bestest.
Taylor is also 5 years old. She climbs into her car. And just like that, she's off. So are the rest of the novice division midget racers. Watch Kylie in the pink number three car bangs into one car, knocks another one right off the course, and the race hasn't even started yet. Watch this guy. Carson finds a shortcut. We're underway.
It's too funny. These are the future outlaws of America, ladies and gentlemen. Mini outlaws. I thought that was cute. That was pretty cool. You got to see the footage of it. Let's see here. Here's a piece that I thought was interesting. More talking heads doing what they do best. Is this about gun control or school safety?
Another community is coming together in the wake of a school shooting. This time it is Nevada. Police say a student armed with a semi-automatic handgun opened fire at Sparks Middle School yesterday morning. They also say he killed a math teacher, shot two students, then turned the gun on himself.
This math teacher was a veteran. This math teacher could have been armed. But he wasn't. Yes, he's being deemed a hero. They're presenting him, oh, this is a hero, but he could have saved his life if he was armed.
The math teacher is being hailed a hero. 45-year-old Michael Lansbury was a former Marine who served two tours in Afghanistan. He stepped in front of a student in the shooter's path and tried to get him to hand over the gun.
He was telling him to stop and put the gun down. And then the kid, he yelled out no, like yelling at him. And then he shot him. He was calm and he was holding out his hand, like, put the gun in my hand, like, to just stop.
Pia Carasone is the executive director of Americans for Responsible Solutions, the organization founded by former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and her husband, Mark Kelly. And so tough to see.
Here comes the propaganda, folks.
Students have to explain stories like that. I'm sure you'll.
Yeah, he wouldn't have had to explain it if the guy wasn't putting his hand out. He was sticking his hand into the trigger of the gun and shooting this psycho dead to the ground. What don't they get about this? Well, here comes the propaganda, folks. Here you go.
Say, Pia. And parents are probably asking, how is it that after Newtown that we have this student going on campus, getting a gun, and then going there and shooting this teacher?
Well, the answer is because the teachers don't have guns. But anyways, go ahead.
So we're hearing right now.
Yeah, it's just a tragic situation. I mean, you know, it seems that we had a young teenager yesterday who was, you know, suffering from some sort of mental illness and potentially was bullied. And his recourse was to, you know, somehow gain access to a weapon and you know, conduct a crime that's forever changed that community and ended a teacher's life. It's just... Okay,
We get the gruesome details. We get the trauma. I mean... By no means am I not saddened by this. By no means am I a hard ass when it comes to this, no. But why don't you tell us what your agenda is? Why don't we get to your agenda? Because we know you're going to shift this to fulfill your Hegelian dialectic, right? Here we go.
Again, a tragic situation in this country.
What is your thought here? Is this about gun control or is this about school safety?
I mean, it's always about, you know, about finding a way in this country for people to own guns, use them responsibly, and keep our community safer. But we're not seeing that trend. What we're instead seeing is these mass shootings, these shootings in public environments that are, you know, to some extent torturing people. And families are, you know, are having to be worried that their children are going to go off to school and not come home that night. There's a lot that Congress can do to address these issues, but so far there's just been inaction, and it's I think it's really frustrating.
Did you catch the doublespeak there? These anti-gun activists really do speak out of both sides of their mouths. They always say, "Well, it's not about the guns, you know. We have law-abiding American citizens who should have guns, yeah. But we want to come and take away your guns because there's mass shootings and children are dying. You can read this stuff like a book these days, can't you?
To a lot of Americans.
Yeah, some might say it's just completely, at this moment, being ignored by some of those who have responsibility to watch over it. So then what's your strategy to up the political ante?
You know, I don't think about it that way. I mean, it's another, you know, life was taken yesterday in a prominent shooting and dozens more yesterday, I'm sure, of names that we're not talking about today. So for us, it's about continuing to educate the country, but even more than that, talking to Congress about things that they can do, helping our elected leaders find the courage to do what's right and to make decisions that benefit our public safety and don't just benefit their next election. And that's been the problem so far.
So, Pia, what's the opening here for you to do that?
Well, we're very focused, you know, on educating, like I said, these elected officials. I mean, we're, you know, not just background checks, which over 90% of the country supports and would be a very easy and simple fix to this problem. But there's more that we can do also.
Wrong. It would not be a fix to this problem, Pia. Come on, Pia. I like that name, Pia. Background checks are not going to be a fix here. Because criminals are going to get their hands on guns regardless of background checks. Those aren't deterrents. Not for somebody who's as psychopathic as any of these shooters supposedly were. Definitely are, if you believe the full story. So what are background checks really about? What are they really for? Well, I'll let you fill in the blanks.
Getting more mental health resources in schools so that teachers and counselors might have identified this young person as someone that needed help.
What kind of help, Pia? We have more mental health counselors in school. I don't know about you, but most of the mental health counselors these days, the so-called help that they provide these students with, are SSRIs and other psychotropic medications. You really think those are going to help students? You really think that's going to make it better? No, that's only going to lead to even more violence, to even more of a chance for people to lose it. And when they lose it, they'll take out innocent people as a result, and themselves oftentimes. Folks, that just about does it for us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back tomorrow night with Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Talk about so much more. Looking forward to that. And then after that, we'll have Dr. Mauer on to talk about our conditions. Some news and give you my spin on it, my take on it, and cover things that you won't hear the mainstream media cover.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With financial